Ambassador College bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Any attempt to really understand exactly where we are in civilization right now is almost doomed to failure before we start. But let's just draw the analogy for a moment that perhaps we had in our possession a computer. And we could ask this computer, already programmed, to tell us what are the major problems confronting all of humankind between now and the next couple of decades and on into the next century, the 21st century. We want to know, where are we going? Will civilization survive? Or will there be nuclear holocausts or horrible cataclysmic problems as some doomsdayers claim to believe? I was called by People magazine a doomsday prophet. I don't like that label any more than I suppose a lot of people in science who try to tell people the truth about non-renewable natural resources or various problems in personal health or economic difficulties or natural calamities or the like to be called Jeremiahs or Elijahs of science. But because I tell people the truth about where we are and where we're going, oftentimes people don't listen quite long enough to know that there is good news on beyond some of the bad news of today's world. So let's just press the button for a moment and ask our computer about some of the problems that confront humankind and see if the computer knows very much about it. The computer would tell us that population stayed pretty stable all the way from Christ till about 1650, and then between that time and 1850, doubled to 1 billion. The computer would say that from 1850 to 1930, the year I was born, the population of the world doubled again, until over 2 billion people. Now, looking back from a very, very short lifespan, you know, I like to think that I'm a very young man yet. Jokingly, I guess we all like to think that, no matter how old we are. But yet, crowding 50, looking at it here a few years in the near future, I can look back upon the doubling of the population of this world in my brief lifespan. Now they said that from 1930 to 1975, we went from 2 billion to 4 billion, but from 75 to the early 21st century, this world is going to expand to 8 billion human beings. Do you know that that's in New York about every 12 to 14 days, the equivalent population? Do you know that every single year that's like adding another Bangladesh or another Canada and Mexico combined? So if we were all one color, all one race, all one religion, all saluted the same flag, all spoke the same language, all had the same ideals, beliefs, if, in short, none of the gigantic problems that divide humankind were with us today, then the sheer weight of humanity, of being too many people on this earth to feed, the food versus population curve, would by itself mean that in just a few years, no, I don't mean 30, or 40. I don't even mean 20. I mean in this next decade or so, major, vast, monumental problems are going to erupt on this earth as a direct result of just the population problem all by itself. That's the first major problem our computer tells us about. Next program, I'm going to give you the next, and then the next, and several of them until we have them all. But there's one major program the computer doesn't have that I'll tell you about in about the fifth or so of this series. In the meantime, if you'll pick up the telephone and dial a toll-free number I'll give you, you can have a booklet that tells you about this program, what I'm talking about and why. Ambassador College, the Worldwide Church of God, the Garner Ted Armstrong television program, and this five-minute radio program, my 30-minute radio program, the entire capsulized history of it, how my father began in the radio back in 1934, in a booklet called Come Help Humanity. It has to do with a worldwide work that is striving to help humanity survive, as well as understand how that survival is possible. Come Help Humanity.